Do you know how loved you are? In fact, let's do some affirmations. I want you to turn to that person next to you and say, God loves you. And then I want you to say, God loves you, but I am the Lord's favorite. Now, what's unique is there is plenty, that's possible in the heart of God. That's possible. Did you know that you are the apple of God's eye? Did you know that you are the treasure of God's heart? You are his favorite. He delights in you. In fact, he lavishes his love upon you and calls you his child. You are the Lord's favorite. But we don't live like the Lord's favorite, do we? Sometimes we feel like we live like the least. Oh no, the Lord's going to call me to account, like the principal's office, and we're going to come, and he's going to be so angry with us. And so we're like that prodigal son. You know that story? He wanted his share of the inheritance. He went off into the foreign country, and he spent all of it. And then he was living desperately. He was living with the pigs. In fact, he couldn't even eat what the pigs were being fed. And finally, it says he came to his senses. He said, you know, I do know where I will be loved, even though I don't deserve it. I'm going to go back to my father. And you know that story is like, as he's coming back, he's rehearsing this speech. Father, I've sinned against you, and I've sinned against God in heaven, and I'm not worthy any longer to be called your son. I've blown it. And so he's rehearsing this speech, and he's getting closer to home, and his father, guess where his father is? He's out looking for the son. In fact, he sees him, and he goes running to him, and welcomes him, and the son starts the speech, Father, I have sinned, and boom, and the father shuts him down and said, doesn't matter. Come, put the best robe on in the house on him, put a ring on his finger, and kill that fattened calf. We're going to have a party tonight. We're going to celebrate, because this son who was lost has now returned and is found. Now, you may be the Lord's favorite, but you are also a sheep. You know, have you ever seen a sheep? Smelly, stinky, cantankerous, willful, likes to go their own way. So you can turn to that person and say, boy, you may be the Lord's favorite, but you sure smell. Now, that's kind of a little trick there because, yeah, we smell. Sometimes we smell like sin, right? We're not always walking in the Lord's ways, but sometimes we smell like the aroma of Christ. Did you know that you are an ambassador? Did you know that the Bible talks of you as salt? You're the salt of the earth. You give the kingdom of heaven flavor, and you give flavor to the people around you. You are the light of the world. Did you know that? Christ living in you, who is the light, shines through you to lead others who are in darkness to God the Father, to light. You are that lamp that should be set on a stand that you can give light to the room wherever you are living. You are the city set on a hill. You are the aroma. Yes, you do smell. You smell wonderful. You smell like a forgiven sinner. You smell like a redeemed saint. And people will say, well, I don't understand those words. What does that mean? But they will understand if you smell like love. If you smell like love, they will understand. We're working in China, in a place where there were Lutheran missionaries 150 years ago. That was before the whole civil war between the nationalists and the communists. And as you know the story, the communists won. Chiang Kai-shek fled into Taiwan. There was that whole thing separated. And then they purged China of all the Christian missionaries. And they shut down a lot of the churches, and then they had what they called the Cultural Revolution that lasted for about 10 years. And it was brutal for the Christians there. They burned Bibles, they destroyed churches, they converted churches into, some into swimming pools, others into factories, others into just where they kept the animals. And in some places, they made them into brothels. Some became simply museums. That first text that we read was chosen by our Chinese office manager in the U.S. She comes from Xi'an, you know, the place where the Terracotta Warriors are? And she said, I asked her, if you were to choose an Old Testament lesson, which one would you choose? She said, this one. I said, why? She said, because no matter how oppressed we are, we will grow. And then I asked her, give me a psalm. She said, Psalm 41. We didn't read it, but if you read Psalm 41, she said, this is the cry of our heart. This is that God will be our advocate and our champion, because people are whispering on either side. And there was a time in China where brother betrayed brother, and father betrayed mother, and parent betrayed children, and children betrayed parent. And so the family became broken. The family was broken. And the government decreed that you can only have one child. That's now changed, but only one child. And for many of these children who were living in the villages, the parents could not afford the farm. And so they went out into the cities to work in the factories. And so you had now small children. How old is your daughter? 7-year-olds left with grandpa or grandma, if they were living. Many of them disabled, many of them suffering some medical illness, or with a relative, and both parents working in separate cities, and they could only return once a year to visit their child. You have 61 million of these children like this, whose families are broken. And so I ask you, how do you think they will learn about love? Can the school teach them love? The love of a father or a mother? How can the state supplant the role of a father and a mother? You can't. And so you have a generation of Chinese children who are fatherless and motherless. Unless someone intervenes and becomes that uncle or aunt or big brother, big sister, intervenes in their lives and shows them what love is. Now, it can't be, you know, we know as in the church, we've learned, yeah, there's three kinds of love, right? The brotherly love, there's the erotic sexual love, but then there's something else we talk about, agape or God love. That's different because that's sacrificial, that's pouring out, and it's lavish. How can they experience that kind of love in a classroom? They can't. So they need people to come and walk alongside of them, to share life, just as the Apostle Paul did. He said, you know how we've lived among you. We invested our lives in you for the sake of the gospel. And even in the text we read in Romans, it says, how can they even know if they've not, how can they believe or know if they haven't heard or seen? And how can they hear or see if no one's going to them? And how can someone go if they're not sent and supported? Now, if my wife were here, she said, oh, Jeff, this is so typical of you. You talk about the strategy and the cost. I would talk about the joy and the miracles of mission. We met a young boy who had a 12-foot chain around his ankle. We were flabbergasted. Who wears a chain? If you had a child today, wearing a chain, you would be called to the authorities for abuse. But we came to realize that the parents have no options. They don't know what to do. Their child has multiple physical and mental disabilities, and there is nothing for him or for them in that city that can help. And they have to work just to put food on the table, and they have no family members who will take care of him, so they chain him to the bed while they are gone working. You may think that's cruel, but for them, it's the most loving action they can give to their child. So that he doesn't run away, someone's not going to beat him up, someone's not going to kidnap him, so the only option they have is to chain him to work and then come home and hope he's still there. And the way that we intervene, ironically, amazingly, was through animals, through horses, and through dogs. This boy, who was led always by the chain, now was taught, and who has hands that are constantly here, and people who have hit him, he was taught how to caress a horse as gentle as the mare, the mother, caresses her newborn foal, licks. And so he's learned to be soft with the horse. He used to walk hunched over, and as he sat on a horse, you know, that's a powerful thing to be on a horse. And he was learning to lead the horse and to give directions and commands through pressure with his knees and his arms. He could actually guide the horse. And as we were experiencing this transformation, we saw him sit straighter, his face become brighter, and his parents becoming more proud of their son. Now, what value is that in China? Well, in an environment where it's very difficult to publicly, at least in our province, to share openly the gospel of Jesus Christ, because we walked the walk and talked, not just talked, but walked the walk, they could see that there was something there that was real. And as a result, we're still working, but other doors started to open. Well, I know who these people are, and you can trust them. I had one government official person tell me, the reason I like you and I'm willing to work with you is because you're not political. That's very difficult to be, right? Not political. But I think what he meant was, you seek first the kingdom of God. You're not distracted by all this other things. And we often worry about the other things, right? Do I have enough money? Will I have a job? Do I have enough clothes to wear? Is there anyone who will love me? Do I have a job that's meaningful? Do I have a future, a hope? And then when we discover that the answer is yes in Jesus Christ, we have a future, we have a hope. Even if you've done terrible things in your life, you can have forgiveness. Even if you feel like you are unloved, you realize that you are treasured by God. And even as you're wondering if you have a purpose, you say, I can't do anything. I'm just me. I don't have any talents. The Lord gives to each his spirit and to each according to his ability. You have a purpose, and you have value, and you have a future and a hope in Jesus Christ. What would it matter to you if you knew, and I'm working on this myself, if you knew beyond a doubt in your heart of hearts that you were loved and nothing could separate you from that love? Nothing. No performance issues. No failures. Nothing could separate you from that love. Do you think you would live life differently, engage people differently, if you knew beyond a doubt that your position in the family was secure? Yes, you would. You would. And that's why we keep coming back to church, because we need to be reminded weekly, because we go out and we get beat up. And we get told, oh, your position is insecure, in doubt. You could be fired or disenfranchised or removed from the family at any time. I'm speaking metaphorically, but I think you understand. And when we come back, we just need to refuel. And we need to, yes, it's true. Is it true? Yes, it really is true. God loves you, and you are his favorite, even though you smell. With the love of Jesus Christ. I'd like to introduce to you my friend, Yang Guan. He is our office manager in China. We have so much to tell you, so many stories, but we invite you simply after the service, if you have time, come. We'd love to show you some pictures. But Yang Guan, I'd like to, our investment in China is this young man and his wife and our two colleagues and our 20 volunteers. He's representing all of that. We are monitored everywhere we go as Westerners. And when I leave the country, he is always contacted by the police. He's contacted by, he told me, he said, Jeff, no, not just local police, you have to understand. And then you say, how shall I say? And then you say, it's like this, Jeff. In the US, you have the FBI. The FBI calls me, but the Chinese FBI. So you have the CIA, the Chinese CIA calls me. And you have NSA, they call me too. They want to know, who is he? What is he doing? Where did he go? Who is he talking with? Because in our province, they have shut down the Sunday schools. Youth are not allowed to attend church. You could not be here today. It would be illegal. And if the children are not allowed to go to church and they're not taught about God, how will they know the love of God? There's a crisis happening. So we need big brothers, big sisters, uncles, aunts, who are Chinese nationals, who know the system in the country, speak the language, who are willing to take the risk to come alongside these children, to live life with them, to love them unconditionally, so that they may have that conversation about Jesus with them, so they may know what true love is. Yang Guan, you want to share?
Okay, I can share about a little of my sister's story. So I worked first years. I visited this girl. The girl's name is Zhang Yue. I meet her at the primary school. It's at lunchtime. He eat a cup of the noodle. It's very simple, the noodles. I ask why. Because they cry. He said it's no money. So I wish Zhang Yue visit his families. So the father, the mother, you know, the leg is can't work. So if he work, he must be. That's why. So, and also his father is heavy sick. So second year, so we find it, and I write about report sent to CSV. So CSV said, yes, we help this girl. So we pay the money to help buy the food and buy the book, and at a Saturday or Sunday, maybe at a Friday, I have time, I can go to school, visit this girl, Zhang Yue. So, but second year, it's very bad news. So the father is dead. Because the Maris can't go to work, so can't find a job, so he must marry this other man, so can look after this woman and the girls. So, but you know, it's a new family. For Zhang Yue, it's big questions the new father don't like the girls. So, and also the same time, the older is the grandfather, also is dead. Also is dead, so John has to call me and said, I don't want to stay at the home. I don't want to stay at the school because I can't bridge. So he leave the school, and he want to go to the Guangzhou and the Shenzhen. He want to find a job, can make the money, can look after himself, and maybe can pay a little money, can give the mother. But I tell them, you as I said, you need to stay at the school because you not have normal, so you can't find a job. He said, I can't stay at home, I can't stay at the school, I must live here. So he go to the Guangzhou 2 months. I also to call them, what time you want to come back to school? He said, no. But one day he called me, I won't come back. He said, why? Because he found that a big city. He can't learn more things because, you know, just at China, the factory, you only to do is very simple, though, the job. So when you group, when you marry, what can you do it? So he think he need to change. So he come back school again. So now he come go to the college, go to the high school and go to the college. Now it's at Xinyang is a college student. And now this year is also to do about, we have Stay Behind Children program. So also it's our volunteers at the Saturday or Sunday is with us to visit to help the children. So I hope you can help us like these girls and like these young children.
Yeah, thank you. So we're going to pray. I'd like to teach you something that the Chinese do in their worship service. When they greet each other, they have a sharing of the peace, and the word for peace is called ping an. So think of ping pong, ping an, like put something on, ping an. So we're going to greet each other. You don't have to say, oh, you smell. You just go ping an, ping an. Yes. So we'll later in the service, we'll do that. Just remember ping an, and it means God's peace with you. God's peace. So let's pray. Lord, thank you for St. Timothy's. We pray that your spirit would first reveal how great is your love for each one here and how great your love is for this city and the people of this area. Second, Lord, we pray that nothing is too small to you. If a boy can give 5 loaves and 2 fish and you can feed 5,000 people plus the leftovers, we pray, Lord, that you will take any gift that is given freely and do marvelous things. And may their joy, Lord, be full as you have called them to missions, to share the gospel wherever they are, in their families, their homes, their families, extended family, their co-workers in the neighborhood. Give them joy to tell what they have seen and heard and what they have experienced of your great love. We ask that you would protect them, give them opportunity, and provide for them, and give them favor. Thank you, Lord, for this outpost, this witness, this lamp that you have set here in California. In Jesus' name.